And what are your plans after you finish here?
I don't know. I haven't really planned it. And I can say, and this may sound callous, but I haven't really planned any of my career. Mm-hmm. That's how it feels. I've always tried to do what I felt I wanted to do, where my heart was. And right now it's still here. I enjoy the work immensely. I'm looking forward to go on to do appeals work. And I have my children here, they finally go to school. So I haven't really thought concretely what I'm going to do. Right now I'm still just doing what I'm doing here.
I understand every bit of that. That's the way my career went too. I was a Supreme Court judge for 24 years in our country at Washington State.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people from Sweden. And then a trial judge and a court of appeals judge before that. So, but at no time did I plan that this is what I'm going to do and have it happen.
Yeah.
I have no objection. It's been a great adventure, you. As yours sounds as well. Tell me the type of cases you've been involved with in the ICTR.
Mm-hmm. Because our cases are so large and they go on for so long, it's not really that many cases. I have mainly just dealt with two. When I first came, the team handled some other cases as well, but I never really went to trial on those cases. So primarily the cases that I've dealt with on the trial level is what we call the Military One case. It has four accused, senior military officers, and one of the main accused is Tionest Bagusora, that the press often refers to as the mastermind of the genocide. We didn't represent him as such, of course, as prosecution, but it's sort of become his nickname. But that is a case, it's a very big and bulky case, and it had a conspiracy charge, which is, of course, particularly challenging on the part of the prosecution. And we had 82, we called 82 witnesses for the prosecution. I think 81 was heard, and it was over 160 for the over 200 for the defense, and with many thousands of exhibits and so forth. It was very interesting but extremely hard work. And one of the hard things about it was that it felt like it would never end. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, trial work is normally you have finality. You expect that sooner or later will come to an end. But when a trial goes on for over 5 years, you tend to lose the conviction that this will actually end. And that's, psychologically, that's difficult.
Has it ended now?
It has ended now, but we're still waiting judgment. We haven't had judgment yet. Mm. And of course, in that sense, it hasn't ended. We expect it later this year, but of course, that's in the hands of the chamber.
What were the most difficult issues in that trial?
There are so many. There are many difficult legal issues. There are many difficult personnel issues. There are many difficult administrative issues. I think one of the lessons that can be learned from this tribunal is that it's difficult to have criminal litigation that goes on over a number of years with several accused involved. It's difficult to keep your staff that doing the work on both sides, whether the prosecution or the defense. It's you have to have judges that are fit and strong to sit long hours over many years. You have to have strategies that actually works over all these years. You can't change them from one day to another, so you have to have a very long-term vision as a lawyer when you present your case. You have to have an organization behind you that's willing to back you on all levels, over all these years. You have to, as a team, you have to have extreme tolerance and acceptance of each other because you spend so much time together. And although you're really tired of the ones that you work the closest with, you as much as you learn to love them over the years, you know, that can be difficult too. So I can really not pinpoint one thing.
Not the most difficult.
It has been very challenging, but I don't think I have been bored one day. And one of the main points for me, I think, or not main points, but one thing that I always find very rewarding, and I feel like I feel like I'm being privileged, is the fact that I don't have to go to work and to be bored. Mm-hmm. There's always something interesting and something challenging. Although, of course, the challenge can be frustrating because you don't really know how to deal with it.